Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
802 Sports Radio 94 WIP. Joe Giglio with you. Tucker Bagley behind the glass. Sue Schilling on the update. You guys with us. 888-729-9494. #9494. That is how you hop on in. An hour from now, Clearwater check-in. Our buddy Tyler Kapner, who I believe was in Clearwater, wrote a piece on Joe Girardi yesterday. He will join us, talk a little Phillies. Latest projections are out, this time from FanGraphs. Not great. Not great. Every time I stumble upon a new projection for the Phillies, I'm excited. I'm like, all right, here it is. Am I going to see the 89? Am I going to see 90? And then I don't see anything close to that. So we'll talk about that coming up and Real Muto and the arbitration here coming up at 9 o'clock with Clearwater check-in. I want to throw this out there because I was thinking about this today as we are getting closer and closer to the start of NFL free agency, and the quarterback carousel is by far the most fascinating NFL offseason thing we have gotten maybe ever, but certainly in a very long time. Starting quarterbacks in the NFL very rarely move teams. When they move teams, they're older. They get traded. They get cut. They're not like Joe Flacco moved from the Ravens to the Broncos. No one cared. Like at that point, Joe Flacco wasn't any good anymore, and we all moved on from thinking it mattered. But very rarely do quarterbacks that A, matter, or B, have Hall of Fame credentials, just move teams. It doesn't happen. And we're getting a lot of those guys right now this year. You know, there's a chance 10 significant quarterbacks, some sort of combination of future Hall of Famer, really good player right now, or young up-and-coming player that move teams. And I'm not even talking about trades. I'm talking about just free agency. And the one that sticks out over and over is this Tom Brady thing. Where is he going? And over the past couple weeks, there have been a lot of weird things. We've played some of them. We've talked about them. Connecting Tom Brady to the Dallas Cowboys. And the Dallas Cowboys, as of this moment right now, do not have Dak Prescott signed, don't have a contract for their quarterback, and this has been going on since last year. So you might say, oh, Joe, they're going to figure it out, Joe. There's no way Dak won't be there. All right, well, they didn't figure it out yet. They haven't figured it out yet. And what I'm about to say right now is something that I never thought I would say. I never thought the words could come out of my mouth, but I absolutely 100,000% right now hope the Dallas Cowboys go out and sign the greatest quarterback of all time. I hope the Dallas Cowboys, I'm rooting for the Dallas Cowboys to sign Tom Brady. And my reason for that is, he's worse than Dak Prescott right now. Dak Prescott, in this moment today, is a better quarterback than Tom Brady. And when I look at this whole thing from an Eagles perspective and the future of this division and next year, I would unequivocally rather face Tom Brady twice than face Dak Prescott. Dak Prescott's 26 years old. He's coming off a year where I know how the year ended. I know what happened in week 16. He had a shoulder issue. He didn't play well. Eagles won that game. Carson was better than him that day. But look at the year Dak Prescott had. Dak Prescott was one of the most productive quarterbacks in the National Football League last year. He's 26. If the Cowboys actually dumped Prescott for Brady, they would be insane. The only reason they'd be doing it is because they got stuck between a rock and a hard place on the Dak negotiation, and they wanted more relevance, and they wanted to sell tickets, and they wanted to create a buzz for Jerry Jones by signing Tom Brady. But there's in no world, if you watch those teams play last year, those players play, do you believe right now that Tom Brady at 43 years old is a better bet than Dak Prescott? The Dallas Cowboys would get a boost in terms of interest. They'd get a boost in terms of, wow, this crazy it factor. Tom Brady's a Cowboy. They're bringing the greatest quarterback of all time in. They wouldn't be a better team. They'd be a worse team. Here's what it would do for the Eagles. It would give them an old, aging, slow quarterback to chase and to knock down and to sack instead of chasing Dak Prescott. And it would take the best quarterback in this division, Dak Prescott, out of the NFC East. It would instantly raise Carson Wentz up to being the best quarterback. Because right now, you watch the way that year ended, Carson rose and Tom Brady faltered. Carson is rising, Dak is rising. Guys like Tom Brady and Drew Brees and Philip Rivers, they are falling. It's common sense here. But yet this whole thing is out there, and I can't believe I'm saying it, but I am. The Eagles should be rooting for the Cowboys to sign the greatest quarterback of all time. 888-729-9494, #9494, to hop on in. I'll put it out to you this way. Who would you rather face next year as an Eagles fan? Who would you rather the Eagles face next year, two games for the division? Tom Brady or Dak Prescott? And I don't care about accolades. I don't care about what you've done. I don't care about where your career has been. Obviously, we know, without a shadow of a doubt, that Tom Brady's had a 100 times better career than Dak Prescott. 100 times. And it will last forever. You know, Dak Prescott will never come close to Tom Brady in terms of career accomplishments. But that's irrelevant when it comes to next year. Next year, one guy will be 27 years old. One guy will be 43 years old. One guy can move. One guy cannot. One guy is ascending. One guy is declining. Look, there's a lot of ways NFL free agency could go here for the Eagles, for the NFC East, for the entire league. But if there's one thing I'm hoping for, more than anything else, more than Stephon Diggs getting traded here, or Darius Slay, or Amari Cooper coming here, or Byron Jones, or the Eagles actually selecting the correct wide receiver in the NFL draft, if there's one thing I want out of the next month of NFL free agency, it is the Cowboys to be dumb enough to sign Tom Brady, to sign the greatest quarterback of all time, because they think he could still be that. He can't. Sometimes, you know, once in a while you get a player or two or three that defies the odds and they're better as they age, and Tom Brady did that, and he did it for a long time. But once father time hits, once decline hits, once the physical stuff starts to go, there's no going back. There isn't. I don't believe Tom Brady can leave the Patriots and win again. I do not believe it. Now, if he stays with the Patriots, could Belichick and him figure out a way to get back to a Super Bowl? They could, sure. But I believe Tom Brady's at the point of his career now where wherever he goes, Chargers, Colts, Titans, Cowboys, he's never going to have the success he had in New England. Never. He won't have Bill Belichick, and he will not stop the decline. Once it hits, it hits. It reminds me of Roger Clemens or Pedro Martinez or Joe Montana, like, or John Elway. Like, when it hits, it hits. Peyton Manning. I know Peyton Manning won the Super Bowls last year, but he also had an all-time defense, which any of these teams we're talking about, the Tom Brady could go to Raiders or whatever, or the Cowboys, will not have an all-time defense. 888-729-9494. Here's what I want. I want Tom Brady to go to the Dallas Cowboys because I believe it is a downgrade from Dak Prescott. It gets the best quarterback, Dak Prescott, in the NFC East, out of the division, which props up Carson. Let's go. Print those Tom Brady Cowboys jerseys. Tucker, I'm all for it. I am rooting for Tom Brady to go to the Cowboys.
From an on-field perspective and from a production standpoint, last year was Tom Brady's probably worst year since he was a young quarterback when he was playing with all-time great defenses. And yet somehow I feel like the issues that have plagued the Cowboys the last couple of years, it hasn't been a talent issue, right? Like, the Cowboys are a supremely talented offense. They have a lot of talent on defense. It's been a maturity issue. It's been off-the-field things. They haven't gelled well. Their running back held out for a while. If you were to add Tom Brady into the mix, Tom Brady's maturity, Tom Brady's likability, Tom Brady's proven to be a winner. He's never had under 10 wins in his career.
Yeah, but he's the ultimate winner.
Since 2002.
He's a true winner.
Adding a guy like him, adding a guy like Mike McCarthy, adding that type of maturity into the locker room, into the organization in Dallas, which has been pretty much a circus in the last 5 to 10 years with Jerry Jones, I think that would solve a lot of their problems right now.
So you think the Cowboys would be better with Tom?
I think they would. I think he would solve a lot of issues that team has right now.
So you don't want to see this? You're not with me. You don't want to see Tom Brady go to the Cowboys.
No, because I think the Cowboys have enough talent right now to win the Super Bowl, and Tom Brady would put them over the top.
Tom Brady is done. 43 years old, couldn't beat the Titans at home in the playoffs, couldn't beat the Dolphins in Week 17. I don't fear Tom Brady anymore. I want Dak out of the division. I want a good young quarterback away from the Cowboys. And in 2 years, when the Cowboys don't win a Super Bowl with Tom Brady, guess what they're going to have to do? Go back and try to draft a new quarterback.
Did the Patriots play the Eagles this year?
They did.
Who won that game?
The New England Patriots.
Okay.
They did.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, the reason was Carson Wentz. It wasn't Tom Brady. Tom Brady didn't play very well, did he?
He did enough to win.
Yeah, he did. That's what he usually does.
He outplayed Carson Wentz.
Well, and that day it wasn't hard. 888-729-9494, #9494 on your AT&T Verizon wireless cell phones. Look, there's a lot of smoke out there about Prescott, the franchise tag, the Cowboys, Tom Brady's free agency, the Raiders name keeps coming up, the Titans. But there's one rumor that keeps coming up, and it's the idea of Tom Brady going to the Dallas Cowboys. And I am rooting for it. Not just for like the wow, crazy Sunday Night Football ratings bonanza. This is so much more interesting perspective. Screw all that. That's one fun thing. I want this from a football perspective because I believe the Cowboys would be easier to beat next year with a declining, aging, broken down Tom Brady rather than Dak Prescott. Give me Brady on the Patriots, Brady on the Cowboys, and I believe the Eagles more easily win the NFC East next season. Let's talk to Jason, who is in the Poconos. Hey, Jason.
Hey, what's going on, man?
How you doing?
It's a good conversation, but he was right. Your co-host there was right about the about Brady beating Wentz. So can't really talk about that. But I'm gonna throw a wrench into this.
Okay.
What the best chance for Brady to win games in his future isn't with any of the teams you mentioned. It's when Breeze steps down and he goes to New Orleans. That is the only opportunity Brady has to win a Super Bowl again. They have the weapons on offense, and they have a decent defense. No one's thought about it, but if Breeze says he doesn't want to come back or changes his mind, that's the only place he has a chance to win, and he's still not going to win because I'll give you one reason. The Kansas City Chiefs. Mahomes is the new Brady. Nobody's taking down the Chiefs for the next 2 to 3 years.
Yeah, well, it's hard to do that in the NFL. But if I had to pick a team to win multiple Super Bowls over the next 5 years, it's obviously them. I mean, he's that good, Mahomes.
There is no joke. I mean, and not just that. Like the whole the Brady thing, the only opportunity he has, he's not going to do it in Dallas. He's not better than Dak. He's not better than Carr. If you look at his numbers in Oakland, they could give him $45 million a year. He's not better than Carr. So who is he better than? Where can he go to replace anyone? The only place he can go to be the same or a little less is New Orleans, because they got the weapons on both sides of the field.
Yeah, it's an interesting one. I hadn't thought of that, and Jason, appreciate the phone call. It never comes up because I think the assumption is that Breeze was coming back, which he is, and they also had Bridgewater, who could have become the quarterback there if Breeze had left. And also, I mean, for some reason, Sean Payton, who's just a gigantic fraud, thinks that Taysom Hill can play quarterback in the NFL. He's wrong on that, but whatever. The Saints don't get mentioned. If I were to handicap it, I would say Brady probably stays the Patriots. If he doesn't, Raiders seem like the natural kind of crazy wild fit. Chargers, Titans. But again, when Jerry Jones is involved, and you could say, well, we've never seen this from Jerry Jones. He's never gone after the all-time great quarterback. Well, this doesn't happen very often. Like the last time this, I believe this occurred, was when Joe Montana left the Niners. But at that point, the Cowboys had Troy Aikman in the midst of their dynasty. So they weren't going to dump Troy Aikman for an old Joe Montana. So, but this opportunity for the number one brand in the NFL to land the number one branded player very rarely happens. Like, I don't think Tom Brady's going to the Cowboys, but if there's one owner and there's one team that I would not rule this out, it is Jerry Jones and the Dallas Cowboys, and I am rooting for this. This would be bigger than anything else that could happen in this offseason from an Eagles perspective, because the Cowboys would be going all in on the next 2 years. It would not work. They'd have to reset a quarterback. Meanwhile, the Eagles would just go about their business, and they'd be the better football team. I want Tom Brady on the Cowboys. 888-729-9494. Who would you rather face next season, Brady or Prescott? It comes down to that. Because from our perspective, that's the effect there. The cause and effect would be, okay, Cowboys with Tom Brady or Cowboys with Dak Prescott? I'd rather face Tom Brady. Let's talk to Joe in South Philly. What's up, Joe?
Hey, how you doing, buddy? How you feeling today?
Good, Joe. What's up?
Okay, if Brady goes to Dallas, you could chalk two losses on the side for the Eagles. Listen, Brady's not going to make the mistakes Brady was playing with a 40-year-old Benjamin Watson as tight end, a declining Julian Edelman. The running back game was shabby at best. No outside receivers. Please don't judge Brady off of what he had to work with. And he still got that team 10-11 wins, another division title. And like I said, you know, you had receivers dropping touchdowns in the end zone. I mean, you know, the outside receiver that they drafted, he couldn't catch. When Antonio Brown was there for that short stint, Brady and Brown would have wrecked the league. Don't forget about that game when Antonio Brown was there.
Didn't they play the Dolphins that game?
They hung 40, and the Eagles lost to the Dolphins.
Right.
So we're not going to downplay the Dolphins.
But Joe, at that point of the season, the Dolphins were handing out 40 points nothing. The Ravens scored 60 on them.
But what you're missing is he had an outside receiver. That's my point. He had Antonio Brown, a legit outside receiver. He'd come in, and plus he'd take less. So that lets the Cowboys sign. They will sign Amari Cooper. They will re-up the defense. They will get him a good tight end. Trust me on this. And Ezekiel Elliott will not hold out. I'm trying to tell you. He's in decline, Joe.
He's
not. You're basing on what? The numbers last year with the team that they had?
Joe,
you can't base him on that team. That team's stoked.
His accuracy and his ability to move, he can't move anymore. It's over.
He never could move. He worked with less weapons than Carson Wentz.
No,
Carson Wentz at least had Zach Ertz.
I agree with that, Joe. He had very little there. But when I believe when you're 43 and you start to go down, you don't get back up. It's over.
I agree with you with that. But if you give him – that's like if you take Carson Wentz, a 2017 Carson Wentz, and stick him on the Cowboys. That team wins the Super Bowl this year. The same Carson Wentz that got hurt when Nick Foles was the quarterback, you stick him on the Cowboys, that team wins the Super Bowl this year. Because the talent that the Dallas Cowboys got is unmatched. The only way they come up short is basically, you know, the quarterback position and the coach.
Yeah, but the quarterback, how many games? The quarterback wasn't bad last year. He was excellent for them. They didn't go 8-8 because of Dak.
He wasn't good against winning teams. He packed his stats against losing teams. And you do it. The Giants, he killed the Giants. He killed the Redskins early in the season. And another, and Miami.
Yeah,
I hear you.
But you can't. I hear you, but you can't pad all those numbers. Like, he did put up some real numbers against some real teams. He killed the Eagles down in Dallas in October. He crushed them. 888-729-9494. NFL free agency is starting up in less than a month now. The legal tampering period starts on March 16th. Tom Brady is going to be a free agent. The greatest quarterback of all time is out there. Rumors have connected him to the Dallas Cowboys. I would rather face Tom Brady twice next year. I'd rather Tom Brady in a Cowboys uniform than Dak Prescott. I know I'm like the only person in the city who thinks Dak Prescott's a good quarterback. We just think that guy's bad because he's a Cowboys quarterback. He's a good quarterback. He beats the Eagles often. It's like we hang on what happened in Week 16 as if what happened in Week 7 didn't happen, as if the careers of Dak versus Wentz have not happened. Dak's had more success against the Eagles than Wentz had against the Cowboys. Those are facts. I would get a 26-year-old rising quarterback out of the NFC East, the Eagles' biggest rival, you would make older and slower and worse at quarterback. And they'd have no succession plan because he's 43 years old. 888-729-9494. I don't know what the odds of this happening actually are, but if I have one wish for the NFL free agency, it's that the Cowboys are dumb enough to dump Dak Prescott, who's coming off nearly a 5,000-yard season, to go after Tom Brady, who at the end of last year couldn't move the football. 888-729-9494. Who would you rather the Eagles face? We're going to talk a lot over the next few weeks about who they're going to get, but who would you rather them face twice next year in the NFC East? Dak or Tom Brady? 888-729-9494. That is how you hop in. We'll come back, your phone calls, and this whole quarterback carousel. I know Elliott today wrote about the backup quarterback options for the Eagles. We're going to play some for you. Andrew Brand, who's one of the great NFL insiders and used to work in the league, he talked about the game of musical chairs that's going to happen here and how there's going to be a quarterback or two that does not find a spot. You know where that person could land? Right here, backing up Carson Wentz. We'll talk about it. 888-729-9494. Who would you rather the Eagles face next season? Dak Prescott or Tom Brady? I'd rather face Tom Brady. Sports Radio 94 WIP.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof?
Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.